Tomorrow night's of Labor League is here at site. So it's always good to do for Labor League, but especially this week. The Or of the Tzaddik, the entire week of the yard site, it's the Leibler's yard site and the Kotzka's yard site tomorrow night. That itself is an interesting Hashgacha Pratis. It says in Pasuk, I'm sorry if you to be listening, Mr. Hashem, hopefully get the pages. Vavartim as Hashem alokeichem in Pashas Mishpatim Teres Emes. Reb Leibler ties together, as many of the Tzaddikim do, the Parasha with Shabbos Shkolim. We're entering into the time of the Kedusha, of Purim, and of Pesach, of the Geulis. And Reb Leibler ties the Parasha together with Parasha Shkolim. It says in Pasuk, V'avartim es Hashem Elokeichem, V'erches lachmecha v'esmeimecha. It says in Pasuk, so we'll serve Hashem, you should serve Hashem. V'erches lachmecha v'esmeimecha. And Hashem will bench slachmecha v'esmeimecha. We'll give a bracha to what we eat, to all of our bread and all of the water. V'hasiroisi machlo mikirbecha. Hashem promises that He will remove sickness. V'hasiroisi machlo mikirbecha. All sicknesses from within us. And then at the end of the pasuk it says, "Leisia mishkel." There won't be anybody miscarrying. And then it says, "Es mispar yamecha amalei." Es mispar yamecha amalei. Hashem says, "I will fill the numbers of the days of your life." Es mispar yamecha amalei. It's on the left side where it's Reish Lamedtes, page Reish Lamedtes. Vavartem es Hashem Elokeichem. Habrochas ha'elu l'chayra b'seidim ha'hupach. So Reb Leibler asks that the brachas l'chayra are in the reversed order, b'seidim ha'hupach. Ki mikaydim ha'yitzarach lichtayv es mispar yamecha amalei. The beginning of the pasuk, we would have expected would be the promise of the ikar. The ikar is to say right away that you're going to live full lives. Mispar yamecha amalei. You will live full lives, complete lives. Uman di yoiv chai yoiv mezoin. Zaklal Chazal tell us that the one who takes care of our lives, who gives us life, will provide for us in our lives. So the bracha of the pasuk is long life. So l'chayra, if that bracha is fulfilled, that promise is being made, then everything else follows. V'yesh lemer, so the label says a very deep thing, a very beautiful thing. V'yesh lemer ki inyan avoydi hi harotzen shebelev li'es nigma hadov l'poel. First, Reb Leibler defines the meaning of avoda. Va'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem. What does that mean? What does it mean, va'avadetem? What's avoda? So Reb Leibler explains that the inyan of avoda harotzen shebelev, avoda is the rotzen shebelev, the longing, the desire of the heart. Lias nigma hadav lepoel. It's what we're learning about the midah of keser. That longing, that rotzen, to be able to see through the entire project that the person has undertaken in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A rotzen shebelev lias nigma hadav lepoel. That it should be nigma hadav lepoel. Even though b'poel the person hasn't started anything practically yet, but if the avoda begins in the heart, v'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem, Chazal say avoda is an avoda shebelev, tefillah is an avoda shebelev. The avoda begins with that commitment, with that desire, that longing and commitment to carry out the rotzen Hashem. When something is completed, it's not shaykh to say avoda. It's already done. Shal nitzuch oid la avoda. It's not necessary that there should be any more avoda. Shal nitzuch oid la avoda. Avoda means that I have decided to undertake something in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rakshu inyin hayrotzen lover l'tachlis anirtza. So Rabbi Leibler says that avoda v'avartem es Hashem lakechem is the rotzen lover l'tachlis anirtza, is the rotzen that the person has to come to the tachlis anirtza, to be able to complete that avoda. V'zo v'avartem es Hashem lakechem. V'avartem es Hashem lakechem. Shezo inyin hayrotzen lichnais. Let's turn on the next side. Lichnais lahakadusha. So this is a definition of avodah that we're not used to. Rav Leibler says that vavartem es Hashem Elokeichem does not mean that you've done something. If you've done something, it's no longer called avodah. But rather it means when you decide to enter into an avodah, when you undertake something in serving Hashem. Hagam shel hischel klal, ulam ritzonei lichnos lahaschel v'ligma. But the rotzen of the person is to enter into this, to begin, and to complete it. V'zo inyan kabbalas ol malchus shemayim. We also call that kabbalas ol malchus shemayim. The decision, kabbalas ol malchus shemayim, to accept upon oneself that commitment to carry it through. You don't have it? Nobody has this? You don't have it? What?
The same page
was copied twice. No. Okay, so try to listen, I'm sorry. Maybe it's someplace else. The page begins with the word Lahakadusha. Okay. So it says, and then the Torah says, and Hashem will give a bracha to your bread and to your water. Lechem and mayim is not the tachlis of being in this world. It's not the ikachias of a person. It's only what we need in order to be able to go on and to serve Hashem. It's not the tachlis to have lechem amayim. K'may shenemar lo'ala lechem levado yichi ha'adam. As it says in Pasuk, lo'ala lechem levado yichi ha'adam. Life is not because of bread alone. Rakim tzorche chayi nefesh ha'adam. Because the tachlis of all creation and the purpose of creation of all worlds above and below, v'gam hashemesh v'hayareach, and the sun and the moon, everything that exists, sayarak b'shvil ha'odam, is only because of Adam, is only because of Yisrael. K'may shakosu v'yitin oisem l'kim b'rki ha'shamayim l'ha'ir ala aretz. As it says, by the creation of the sun and the moon and the stars, that Hashem placed them in the sky, l'ha'ir al ha'aretz. They have no tachlis in of themselves. The tachlis is l'ha'ir al ha'aretz, for this world. D'ha'inu she'em nivru l'ha'ir es ha'olam. They were created to illuminate the world. She'yuchal ha'odum l'kabel mehem ha'or. So the man would be able to benefit, to receive the light. But the mekuvan, the intention of creation, became revealed with the words Nasa Adam. And Hashem said, the time has come to make man. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took this man, this creature, and he placed him in Gan Eden, La'avda ulisham, to work and to guard the garden. La'avda hu inyin avoda. La'avda is avoda. Ulishamr hu inyin hayira. And shmira is yira shamayim. Shehu kabolus ha'ol malchus shamayim. So, at the beginning of creation, when Hashem created man. He created him v'yenicheu la'avda u'lishamra. V'yenicheu began eden la'avda, to undertake, to commit himself to serve Hashem. U'lishamra, kabolus ol malchus shamayim, to be makabal upon himself ol malchus shamayim. Shetzarech odom l'kabal ha'atzma l'fi hazman v'tzarech hashah. That no matter where a person is or what time it is in his life, he has to be makabal upon himself. That a person must think that at this time in my life, where I am right now, what must I do in order to serve Hashem? And there are many things that are not written b'feirush. There are many things that it doesn't say exactly. It's not written b'feirush. You're not going to find it not in Torah Shebichtav, not in Torah Shebalpa, what your achrayis is for this moment in Avodas Hashem. Rakodon tzarech lishkol bepelas machshavta. A person has to weigh in the scale of his mind. U'maisa lefi ha'es she'omid bay. Could be that something that is sometimes that particular act might be ratzon Hashem. It might be the will of Hashem. It might be a great mitzvah. But at a different time, it wouldn't be. Depending upon the zman, depending upon the conditions of that time. And regarding this, the Torah says, "Vahasiroisi machla mikirbecha." So let's go. First, the Torah says, "Vavartem as Hashem alakechem." You shall serve Hashem. That means you shall, wherever you are in life, whatever time it is in life, you shall be makabel upon yourself, ol malchus shamayim, that the time that I'm in now, I'm going to try to understand what is it that the Borei Olam wants from me. What is it that he wants from me at this moment of my life? And the tachlis of all creation is that Hashem placed men into this world, la'avda u'lashamra, to accept the responsibility, to be oivet Hashem. U'lashamra means yir shamayim, kabolos ol malchus shamayim. And Hashem provides us with the bracha of lachmacha mimecha, of this world, not as the tachlis of our existence, but as a means of carrying out our mission in this world of avodas Hashem. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, v'asirosi machla mikirbecha, I will remove all sickness mikirbecha from within you. Dahainu, Reb Leibel explains, the meaning of that is sheyinitar hashayrish, that Hashem will purify the sheyrish of who we are. Dini hamakar shel hakedusha nikra bekirbach hakadosh. It says in the pasuk, "Hikel anoichi v'lo ish bekirbach hakadosh." That means that the bekirbacha inside each and every Jew is a chelak elokami mal mamish. The Baruch Hu comes inside each and every Jew. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that if we promise to commit ourselves to Avodas Hashem, and to be makabel upon ourselves, Ol Malchus Shamayim, then He will help each and every one of us to come to that realization of His presence within us. V'asiroisi machle mekirbecha, da'ainu ha'makor, shu bekirbecha kodesh, v'hipoch kodesh hu chol. Rav Leibel says a very beautiful thing. V'asiroisi machle. Machle means a sickness, means an illness. But he says it's the opposite of Kodesh, of Kedusha. Kedusha, the opposite of Kodesh, is Chol. Kodesh and Chol. So when it says in Pasuk, V'hasiroisi machla mikirbecha, it means as follows. That if you decide to be makabel upon yourselves, O Malchus Shamayim, and to fill your heart with a rotzen, la'avda u'lashamra, Hashem says, then I will help you to be mevarer, the deepest part of who you are, that is Kodesh, and I will remove all that is chol. V'asiroisi machla mikirbecha. There's chol, that which is plain. Chol means something which is profane, which is the opposite of sacred. And Hashem says that if you commit yourselves with Kabbalah al Malchus Shamayim, I will hasiroisi kol machla. It means the greatest sickness of all. It's not talking about physical illness. It's talking about the sickness of not being able to sense the kedusha within yourself. The Kibbuch HaKadosh means that in the depths of each and every Jew, there's Kedusha. Surrounding the Kedusha, there's Chol. Just like there's Shabbos, and Shabbos is surrounded on both sides by Chol. The kirbacha of the week is Shabbos. The neshama of the week is Shabbos. The essence of a Jew is bekirbacha kodesh. The inner essence of a Jew is kodesh. But it's surrounded by chol. So Hashem Yisbarach says that if you will accept O Malchus Shemayim upon yourselves, then Vahasi Roisi Kol Machla Mekirbecha, I will remove any trace of chol, of machla, sickness, illness. But it's the sickness of a life without kedusha, chol. I will remove all of the chol. I will take out the chol from within you. May hamakar, the anisha hamakar kodesh, so that the makar will be able to remain in its pure state. Umemelo yasiru hachaloyim haboy mitzad chisaron tahara bahamakar. All sickness, emotional and physical, comes because something has been distorted, because the chol has somehow been able to infect the kodesh. And Hashem says, "Vahasiroisi machle mikirbech." I will remove the chol that is somehow infiltrated inside of you. Memela lo tia mishakel v'akar. There won't be any miscarriages. There won't be any woman who won't be able to bear children. Everything will be the way that it's supposed to be. Man, the way that if man lives in accordance to his teva, to his nature, and he's mekabel upon himself O Malchus Shamayim, v'yanicheyu began eden la'ov de l'shamra. Hashem Yisbarach says that if man does that, then v'hasiroisi machna mekirbech, I will remove all of the chol. There won't be any chol in your life. And if there's no chol in your life, you will have physical health, emotional health, spiritual health. Nimela, no child will be, no baby will be miscarried. Every woman will be able to function according to the teva of who she is. And her label says, "Habrochas ta'ele roimzim lebonek chayi umezayin." The brochas of this pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim are alluding to the three types of brochas that Hashem gives each and every one of us. Bonai, chayai, and mezayin. It means children. Chayi means life, health, years. Umezayin means panasa, food. Ubarach es lachmacha. That's why the pasuk says, "Ubarach es lachmacha." Hashem will give a bracha to your food. Hu mezayin. That's the bracha of parnasa. Lo yitia mishakelu v'akara. There won't be any miscarriages or women who are barren. Hu bonai means children. Es misbar yamecha amalai. I will fill the days, the number of the days of your life. Hu chayi. That's life. And these are the brachas that are found also in the parasha of Shema. V'hoya im shemua tishmu, where it says V'hoya im shemua tishmu, that if you listen, ki inyan shemua tishmu hu gam ken inyan harotzen lishmu al hamitzvahs. Like it says later on in the parasha, nasa v'nishma. What does v'nishma mean? V'nishma means Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Lishmua la mitzvah means that I'm accepting upon myself to hear and to attempt to carry out all that Hashem Yisbarach wants of me. Av shel hiskel adayin, even though you haven't actually started. V'nishma, nishma, v'hoya im shamoa tishmu, if you listen to my mitzvahs. Listening doesn't mean that you've started to do them yet. Listening means I hear what Hashem says, and I am committing myself to this avoda. Therefore, it says, "V'ha'yom shema tishmu." That's v'avartem es Hashem lokechem u'la'avdo b'chol levavchem shiritzonu lekabel of ha'ol malchus shemayim be'emes u'la'avdo b'chol levavchem. The person accepts upon himself; he has a rotzen to be mekabel of ol malchus shemayim be'emes. V'alzen nemar habrocha acharkach v'nasati es metar artzachem. So then it follows in Shema with the brocha of v'nasati es metar artzachem, which means what? Mizayim means panasa. I will give you rain. That means I will provide the land with what it needs. You'll have panasa. So that's mizayim. Ulabasaifa posik namar ulaman yirbu yamechen vimei vinechen. In order that your children, that's bonai, children, you'll have children. And the man yirbu yamechem uvnei vinechem is what? It's mispa yamecha amale, which means chaye, long life. So in Krishmi, we see these same brachas of bonai, chaye, umezonai. Children, long years, and parnasa. And here's where the Rebbe comes to the ikkar of the maimer. I'm sorry, I know it's hard to listen. This rotzen of wanting to be a Jew, Rabbi Leibler says, it's not the same by each person. Sometimes you find a person, it's a remarkable thing. Sometimes you'll see that a child from a very young age, he's filled with a rotzen to be an Eved Hashem. You see that sometimes there's any lives that way from the time that he's a little boy or from the time that she's a little girl. There's a certain rotzen to be an Eved Hashem. So there is a person, Yesh Nesayer B'Tchilas Yama. You have a person who's Nesayer B'Tchilas Yama at the beginning of his years. V'Yesh Nesayer Achaz Man Rav. And then you have another person that only begins to have that rotzen, who only decides that he'll accept V'avadetem as Hashem Elokechem when he's already older. Achaz Man Rav, She'ovar Kvar Mimei Chayev. Many years of his life have already passed. V'im Kain, Mayasa Zeh B'yomav She'ovru V'cholfu V'hevul V'rik. One of the most horrible feelings is that a person wakes up some point later on in life and he looks back and he sees that he spent many, many years in Hevel V'rik. Narishkeit, nothing. So here he is. He's already 40, 50, 60, 70 years old. And all of a sudden, there's this tremendous upheaval within and a rotzen of Ahoye im Shemor Tish and a rotzen of Vavadetem as Hashem Elokeichem Ula'ovdu b'chol levavchem. Remember, at this point, it's something that he has in his heart, a rotzen to be an Eved Hashem. But he looks back and he says, what's the tachlis? My life, my whole life, I wasted. That's why the pasuk ends. And the Rebbe is explaining why does the pasuk end with the bracha of es mispa yamecha amalei. We would have thought that it would have started with the bracha, I will give you a long life. Why does the pasuk end with the bracha, I will give you long years? But it doesn't just say long, it doesn't say leman yir b'yamechem, it says es mispa yamecha amalei. I will fill the days of your life. So the question Rabbi Leibel asked at the beginning of the Torah was, it should say that right away. That's the bracha that includes everything. Why does it say at the end of the pasuk? So Rabbi Leibel says, because the Torah is talking to a person who might have started very, very late in life, or at some point later on, he decided, v'avadatem, that I want to do this, to be makabel upon himself, o malchu shamayim. But he can't bring himself to go on with this, to continue to, even to, he can't begin his avoda because he looks back at his life and it was a waste. So the Torah says, Hashem promises, es mispa yamecha amalei. Hainu shehashem yisbaruch yimali lecha es mispa hayomim she'ovru adka. Hashem promises, es mispa yamecha amalei. I will fill the missing times of your life. Whatever you missed until now, Hashem promises to fill those missing years. Kilo hayu kulam b'kedusha. And Hashem says, I will look at your life ki'ilu, as if every moment of your life until this point was b'kedusha, was a life of holiness. Kedi'isa b'medrash. Now he brings, I guess you don't have the, it's the same, there's a big footnote, you don't have that. Kedi'isa b'medrash. No, okay. So he brings the medrash. The Medrash is going on Parsha Shkolim. The Torah says, Kisi says Reish B'nei Yisrael. All the Tanoim and Amoraim are wondering what exactly is the Nesias Reish of Kisi says Reish B'nei Yisrael. How is Hashem lifting us up? Kisisas Reish B'nei Yisrael. That means you have a person whose head is down. He's ashamed, he's embarrassed. And Hashem does something to lift up the head. Kisisas Reish Bnei Yisrael. That's how we enter into the time preparing for Purim and Pesach, with the Nesias Reish of Bnei Yisrael. Obviously, it's very deeply connected to the mitzvah of Machsa Shakel, because Kisisa is Reish Bnei Yisrael, is talking about the mitzvah of Machsa Shakel. The Medrash says an amazing thing. The Rebbe brings the Medrash. Kach Posach Rebbe Tanchuma Bar Abba Mesuka Shnas Ha'ove Imat Imharbe Yoichal. It says, the Posik says in Koheles, Mesuka Shnas Ha'ove means that the sleep of a working person is sweet. When he goes to sleep, it's very sweet. Imat Imharbe Yoichal, whether he eats a little bit or he eats a lot. V'hasoy v'la'oshir, but the full stomach of the rich person, enenu miniach lalishon, doesn't allow him to sleep. He's not able to sleep. His full stomach doesn't allow him to sleep. That's what it says in Kehelis. Omru lo l'shlomo, that's what Shlomo Melech says. So omru lo l'shlomo, ilu achar amar ha-posik ezah ha-yinu soicha kin alav. If another person with a lower IQ would have said such a posik, we would have laughed at him. But it says in the Pasuk, you're the smartest person in the world. How could you say that the sleep of a working person is sweet, is the same, regardless of whether he ate a little or he ate a lot? It's not true. A person who worked hard the whole day and only had a little bit to eat, it's hard for him to fall asleep. Ochel harbe, but if you were able to eat a good meal, then shinasa masuka, then your sleep is sweet. What do you mean? A poor person's stomach is grumbling. The poor person is hungry. So, what did Shlomo HaMelech mean when he said, "Masuka shinasa oved"? That the sleep of the oved is sweet, whether he ate a little or he ate a lot. Amalehem, so Shlomo Melech answers, "Eini medaber ela betzadikim ubamali Torah." I'm not talking about food. I'm talking about oivdim Hashem. Ela betzadikim ubamali Torah. I'm talking about people who are oivd Hashem, who are tzadikim and amali Torah, and working over learning ketsa. Odom shekol shnoisav shleishim shana. Let's say a person dies when he's 30. God forbid. From the time that he's 10 years old, he became an Oved Hashem. And he's working hard in Torah Mitzvahs, and he dies when he's 30. That means altogether, he had 20 years of Avodah, right? 20 years. From between the age of 10, that's when he became an Oved Hashem, till the time he was 30. V'adam Echad, Chayeshmeinim Shana. Then we have another person who lived to be 80. And from the time that he's 10, he became an Oved Hashem till he died. It means 70 years. So Shulmel says, you might think that the Jew who was an Oved Hashem for only 20 years from the time that he was 10 till he died at 30, that he gets less schar, less reward than the one who was Eved Hashem from the time that he was 10 till he died 70 years later when he was 80. The Fichach, therefore, Shlomo says, "Ani oimai say im ma'atim harbe yoichal." Whether he lived to serve Hashem for many years or for just a few years. Shiyochel ben esrim shana loyim lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Sof kol sof, this guy was an Eved Hashem for 20 years. The other guy was an Eved Hashem for 70 years. So Shlomo Melech explains. Sheyochel ben Esrim Shana, this guy that died when he was 30, can say to Hashem, "Ilulei shisilaktani min oilam b'chatzi yomai, hayisi marach shanam mar b'torah v'mitzvos." The person who died when he was 30 turns to Hashem and says, "I didn't ask you to kill me when I was 30. You took my life away. You ended my life when I was 30. I was on a roll. Things are going great. I started when I was 10, and I was moving. Then you had an Indian that you missed me or something. You wanted to take me away. So because of your cheshbon, I come up short." Lefichach ani oimer, therefore Shlomo says, ani oimer im ma'at im har be'yoychal. Im ma'at im har be'yoychal. It's not the amount of 20 years of Avodah or 70. Shematan schor shel zeh, kematan schor shel zeh, Hashem knows how to give the schar to this young guy, or to the guy that died when he was 80. And he brings from Moshe Rabbeinu, Shem Shishol b'Mitzrayim, Midbar, Boim Shona, V'chayim Mei, V'esrim Shona, Shmuel HaNavi only lived to be 52, Moshe Rabbeinu lived to be 120. V'sovim HaSom V'tirchon Shiyisol, but Shmuel HaNavi had to suffer a lot for Jews. He went schlepping around, and he had to suffer a lot to be a leader of the Jewish people. V'shoklan HaKosuv Ke'echot. And we see that it says in Pasuk that we say by Kabbalah L'Shabbos, Moshe V'yaharon V'chayhanov, U'Shmuel B'Kari Shemai. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron lived to be old men. Shmuel died when he was 52. And the Pasuk says, Moshe V'Aaron V'chayhanov, U'Shmuel B'Kari Shemai. Shmuel's not going to get shortchanged. That he died when he was 52, that's the Baruch Shalom had an Indian with him to take him away when he was 52. Havi Mesuka Shina Sa'oved. So that's what the Pasuk means. Mesuka, sweet is the sleep, meaning the sweetness when it comes time for the death of the Oved Hashem is the same sweetness. Im ma'at v'im harbe yoichal. It's an amazing medrash. Whether he only was able to live to eat a little bit, meaning a little bit Torah mitzvahs, because only 20 years. Im harbe, or Hashem gave him till 80. Misuka shina sa'oved. The oved's sleep, he leaves this world with the same sweetness, with the same schar. It's Hashem's inyan that this one died a young man, and this one was Zoyche Ferich Hasyonim. Amar Rebbe Levi. Levi says a moshel. Lemelech shesoch ha'parlin l'mlachtai. Listen to this moshel. A king who hired workers to do a job. Now, he says, Shein oisin, not la'amelech echad mehen v'tielima. Now, the king liked one of them. There were a couple of workers, and he said to one of them, come over here, I want to schmooze with you. We'll take a walk with you. So he called over one of the workers. This worker was on the job. And the king says, come over here with me. We're going to take a walk. L'erev bo'a parlin l'itel scharen. At night, the other workers came to get their wages. Bo'oisa parl shetil ma'melech l'itel imoin scharo. The guy that went spazieren, you know, that went for the walk with the king, also came to get his wages. So the king's allowed to say to that worker, hold on, I can only pay you 2 hours work. The rest of the guys are working for 8 hours. You work for 2 hours. The king can say that to him? What do you mean? You were the one that was mavatel me. You're the one that said, I want to take you on a walk with me. And if not for you, I would have been able to work for 8 hours. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Yisborach Shemoi, HaMelech Zakadosh Baruch Hu, V'Apoelin Elu Amoli Torah. Hashem is the king. And the workers are those who are trying hard to learn Torah and to keep mitzvahs. And he goes through the whole Medrash, and the Moshel, and the Nimshel, and so on. So the Rebbe now explains. Hagam matani yesh lanu ala baris baruch. So now Rebbe Leibel explains this medrash. Hagam, what kind of a tiny can a person have against Hashem is baruch? What kind of a tiny can there be against Hashem? Haloi mashanayis lanu Hashem is baruch. Hurak matnas chinam. Everything that the Rebbe Shalom gives us is a matnas chinam. We're grateful that we get whatever he gives us we don't deserve. How could human beings say it, have a taina, that if you would have given me more years, I would have given you more avodah? Rabbi Leibelik says, he's explaining the Medrash. It doesn't mean that a human being has the audacity to have a taina to Hashem. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying this taina. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying this taina. Hashem is tining for man. Ki hu yodea talumus machshavtei shiritzoynei lasei svitzoynei yisbarach. It's on top of the big footnote. On top of footnote Yud Beis. Ki hu yodea Talumos somachshavtai, because only Hashem knows the secret of a person, the secrets of a person's heart. Shiritzonu lasas shiritzonis bar. That goes back to vavartim as Hashem elokeichem. Only Hashem Baruch knows how much in your heart you want to do that. Hashem knows whether that person was going to make it from 30 to be an Eved Hashem all the way to 80, all the way to 120. Hashem is the one that says that taina, not the person has a taina. A person is grateful for whatever years he has in this world. But Hashem says, Hashem knows what's in the heart of a person. Rak mayase im'at yimei chayev. That's not the person's fault, Hashem says, that I decided that you would only live a few years. Alkein mishalim l'Hashem yisbarach scharo. Therefore Hashem pays him the reward. Ki'ilu chay oid harbe shonim b'avodas Hashem. Ki'ilu, the person lived to be an old man b'avodas Hashem. Hashem pays back the young person. Vim toim ha'alom etzina b'gemara, but doesn't it say in the Gemara, Yofesha achas b'tshuvim asim toivim b'ilom hazeh, v'kol chay yoylam haba. It says in Pirkei Avos, Yofesha achas b'tshuvim asim toivim. What do you mean? 1 hour in this world in tshuvim asim toivim is more valuable, is more precious, v'kol chay yoylam haba, from the entire world to come. Vim kein ma'i tenem ha'yoysi b'zeh she'esh l'oschar b'shov l'oylam haba. So the person could say, shkoyach, I wanted to be in this world to be an Eved Hashem. A moment, an hour of serving you in this world with all the challenges and all the nesyonos in this world is worth more to me than the schar v'olam haba. So you took my life when I was 30 years old. And you're telling me that, don't worry, I'm going to take care of you in olam haba. What about this world? I wanted to be an Eved Hashem in this world. Like when the grower was dying and he held up his scissors and he was crying before he died and he says, for a few pennies you could be mekayem a mitzvah. I'm not going to be able to keep this mitzvah in olam haba, scissors. Sof sof, okay, you promised me I'm going to have fantastic schar and olam haba, but I wanted to serve you in this world. I was strong. I felt I could do it, and I was doing it. And then you took my life. So what about all of those years that I was going to learn Torah and do mitzvahs? Shutay v'yof mekol chay olam haba. That's more beautiful, that's more meaningful to me than all chay olam haba. Onam Hashem Yisbarach hu akol yochel. So we don't know, there's no answer. It's a good question. A person has a good question, this young person. But all we know is this. Hashem Yisbarach hu akol yochel. Hashem can do everything. V'yochel l'malei af gam zois. Hashem somehow can fill in that which is missing even there. Kilo osa oid yoyse mitzvah samas. Kilo, his entire life was a long life that was filled with mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. V'zehu, and that's what we say in that parash of Kisi says Vayish Bnei Yisrael in the parash of the Machzah Shekel. V'zehu ha'ashir lo yarbe. It says in the pasuk that when it comes to Machzah Shekel, which is the parash that brings us into Purim into Pesach, ha'ashir lo yarbe. The rich man doesn't give more than a half shekel. He's not allowed to bring more. Vadal lo yamid, and the poor person is not allowed to bring less. Shamakuvan, the deeper meaning of this is, al shnei ha'inyonim hanal, these two inyonim. Omlam ha'medrush, meaning that in the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what a person's avodah is. Hashem Zohar knows what that person was makabal upon himself and what he wanted to do in his lifetime. And Hashem's cheshmet to take him earlier, that's something else. But Hashem knows that, and therefore, Ha'ashir lo yaber v'hadal lo yamid. The same way that Shlomel says, Mesuka shina sa'oved, the person who's an oved Hashem, whose heart was filled with the rutzen to serve Hashem, when it comes time for him to go to sleep, to die, to leave this world, Mesuka shina sa'oved. Ima'at yorichalim harbe, whether he had time to only eat a little bit or a lot of mitzvahs. Same thing when it comes to Mispar yamecha amale, when it comes to Machzah Shekel. Kisi says, Reish Bnei Yisrael, to lift up the heads of the Jewish people that a person feels, he looks at his life and he looks back in his life and he says, there's so many mitzvahs I could have done. There's so many hours that I could have learned. And imamish inside of his heart is filled with v'avadetem es Hashem elokeichem, and he's mekabel upon himself to spend the rest of his life, even if he only has another 2 months left. God forbid. But his heart is filled with v'avadetem es Hashem elokeichem. So Hashem Yisbarach makes a promise. He says to my friend, when you go to sleep, 2 months from now, I promise you it's going to be sweet. Besukah shinas ha'oived. You know why? Because you're an oived. An oived, I was an oived for 2 months. For 119 years and 10 months, I was a batlan. I was a nobody. I did nothing. And when I was 119 and 10 months old, 2 months before I was 120, all of a sudden it hit me. Vavadatem, and I became an oived. Meaning I took upon myself la'avda ulashamra, to be an oived Hashem. My heart was filled with that rotzen. Only Hashem knows that rotzen was real and it would have taken him 120 years. Hashem knows that. Therefore Hashem tells this Jew, even though he only was an oived b'poal, 2 months, Hashem says to him, Mesuka shina soiva, you go to sleep, it's okay. Mispar yamecha amali. But the guy says, yeah, but I know you said, so you're going to give me schar in the next world, but lemaisa, I spent 119 years and 10 months, you know, tossing a frisbee or something. I don't know. I didn't do anything my whole life. So what do I have? Mitzvah samasam toivim. So Hashem Baruch says, I know how to measure these things. It's mispar yamecha amalei. And I'm telling you, Hashem Baruch says, Ha'ashir lo yarba, the one who is rich in years, and he's not even Hashem for 80, 90 years of avodas Hashem, v'hadal, even you, who only did it for 2 months, but po'al, lo yamit, I'm not going to take away. It doesn't lessen, it doesn't diminish, not only yischar, it's mispar yamecha amalei. On the Mahamedrish medaber b'tzadikim yikar. Of course, the Medrish that the Reb Leibler brought is talking about somebody that when he was 10 years old, he started serving Hashem. This one died when he was 30, this one died when he was 80. But we're talking about tzaddik. Reb Leibler says that Chazal, in the Medrash, are talking about a tzaddik meikara. But ba'ayse tshuva kishohaya ben ezra shonim, shemikadim zelohaya baydaz. Rach echad chai yoyser, achat tshuva echad pachas. Reb Leibler says it doesn't begin from when he's one, the next page, from when he's a year old or from when he's 2 years old. He started when he was 10. A person could change his mind at any point in life to decide at whatever that point is in life when he decides v'avartim es Hashem elokecha. Al kein omer she'Hashem yisborach noisin schar b'shava. Therefore the reward is the same. Ulo mayasa adam shalei nesayir ad la'eis ziknosa. But Rav Leibler says, Sof Kol Sof, the Medrash is talking about two boys who started when they were 10 years old. But Mayas, so they get equal reward. This one died when he was 30, this one died when he was 80. So Beseder, they decided to become Abdei Hashem, but they were boys, they were 10 years old. Ula Mayas, all them showing Nisar Adla Ezek Naso. But what about a person who was only Messiah or what, when he was an old man? My father had a cousin. She lived on the west side of Manhattan. In Europe, she was married to a big, big, big tzaddik before the Holocaust. And they got divorced because she wasn't a big tzaddikus. And she told me herself that he was a big tzaddik, but she wanted to go to the theater, and he wanted to say Tikkun Chatzos, and that wasn't her thing. How did the shidduch take about? Because she came from a very chashuva family, a very wealthy family, and the shidduch was made, but it wasn't matim at all. Anyway, Nebuch, that tzaddik was killed in the Holocaust. She survived the Holocaust. And she lived over here till she was 93. And this is a cousin of my father. She became a Michal Shabbos. Michal Shabbos all of the years here in America. She married somebody else here in America that wasn't from. They didn't have any children. And when she was 88 years old, she started to keep Shabbos again. My parents, Zal Gesund Zayin, would go every week on the train and bring her candles and challahs and wine and set her up for Shabbos. And at the end of her life, from the time that she was 88 till she died when she was 93, she left over $1 million to yeshivas when she died. She didn't leave anything for mishpacha. She left to my father to give out to yeshivas, to give out to tzedakah. And at her levaya, I spoke about this. 88 years old, she was chazeres b'tshuva. Something. 88 years old. She was already in America all of those years. I'm not talking about that she wasn't just kish, she was eating tarfus, you know, she was mamish, not religious. And she knew what it meant to be religious. She came from a very, very chashuva family. So what happens, a person now is old and he turns around, 50, 60 years old, he looks at his life. So Hashem says all these nice things about Schar and Olam Haba, but his whole life he looks like it was wasted. Hashem makes a promise, I'm going to fill those days. I'm going to remove all that is chol. I'm going to take away all that was chol in your life. I'm going to reveal the inner core and the essence. Since you became an oved when you were 88, when you were 90, you became whatever it is, an oved. I'm going to take away all that surrounded, all the klipas that surrounded you. And only I could do this, that retroactively, mispayamecha amalek. And I will consider it as if you were dovuk to me, you were attached to me, belevu benefesh, from the moment you came into this world. And that's why usually we read this parasha, Parashas Mishpatim, when we bench Rish Chodesh Adar, like we will this Shabbos. Shubisoif hekif hashana. Because of course Adar is the end of the year, before Nisan is the end of the year. Because the 365 days of the year correspond to the 365 gidim in the person. And when something is wrong, God forbid, with a part of the body, it could destroy the rest of the body. If there's one thing that's missing, if there's one part of the body that's sick, it could become a cancer that destroys the rest of the body. A person is standing, it's the end of the year, he's benching Rosh Chodesh Adar, which is the last month of the year. And if a person is missing one day of the year, that one day of the year he messed up, one day of the year wasn't Bekedusha. The pagam can infect, because the year is an entire climate, an entire mitzvah, it can affect the entire year. Therefore, we read this parasha. If a person hears Rosh Chodesh Adar, and it's come to the end of the year, Adar is the Ekev of the year, it's the end, it's the heel, it's the end of the year, it's the bottom of the year, it's the darkest, darkest time of the year, the month of Adar. The Nahapaychu is burned from the lowest to the highest. But the Svarim say the word Adar is in the Lashon of Aderis, like Esav. Aderis, Seir, means a heavy, thick covering. A person's whole life was covered by darkness. And now he comes at the end of the year. It's the same thing with a person's entire life, and he comes to the end of his life. Yisak and Kol Lashon HaKul HaShavra, Hashem gives the person the ability to fix everything that was. Because in the month of Adar, the Venaha Pechu turned everything around. And the Mekor HaBracha was opened for all of Klal Yisrael. And from that lowest time, when Haman was going to destroy every single Jew in the world, and it was the lowest time of the last month of the year, and we are mamish at the end, and everything is Venaha Pechu, Asher Yishal Tu HaYehudim Heim B'Seinayim, K'may Shehoye B'Yom Maheim B'Zman Hazeh, so too it happened B'Yom Heim, and so too B'Zman Hazeh, B'Yemei Mordechai V'Esther, that Hashem can fill all of the missing days and all of the missing weeks and months of our lives, of the past. As you said, Mispar Yemecha Amalei. So it's the Indian that everybody, we read the parasha of Machzah Shekel, of Hesh Shekel. And the Svarim say, look in Kushan, so Magad, all the Svarim talk about this, that shekel is a lashon of being shokel, of making a cheshbon nefesh, of weighing, of measuring your life. And a person looks at his life and he sees that everything is a hef, everything is a machzis. And that Hashem Baruch gave Davka this shir of machzah shekel. And kisi says, Reish b'nei Yisrael, ha'ashir lo yarbe, v'hadal lo yamet. And Hashem Baruch says, you look at your life and you see everything is broken in hef. Nothing is whole, nothing is good, nothing is the way that it should have been. So Hashem Baruch is mechazik each and every one of us. Kisisa is Reish b'nei Yisrael. He helps us lift our heads up. And he says, this moment in your life, if you take upon yourself to be an Oved Hashem, regardless of where, of whatever years you have left, if you accept upon yourself, or any how many days of the year are left, if you accept upon yourself to be an Oved Hashem, Hashem promises, I will take away all that is chol, and I will reveal to you the inner essence of Kodesh Bekirbecha, as Mispar Yamecha Amalei. Not only am I going to reward you in the world to come, but in a way that you can't possibly understand, I'm going to fill all the missing days of your life, of the earlier years of your life. I'm going to fill them all with Kedusha. Ki'ilu, every minute of your life is spent in Dveikus Bashem. Amen. The schus of the shot of the tzaddik should protect each and every one of us. Remember, tomorrow night is our Rav Leib Lizyatz at the Havanah. Shkai.